Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Charles from Quaffable again here. Now, this time I want to recommend a very special book entitled Looking for La Bomba. It may actually be out of print, but I think it's well worth hunting down, and I've seen some second-hand editions available on Amazon today. The story of the book centres on a chap called Richard Neal, who was the wine correspondent of the Daily Telegraph. Anyway, having got what most people would consider to be the dream job, he chucks it all in and goes in search of his dream to play double bass on stage with a top Cuban son band. Now, the fact that Richard couldn't play bass and had no discernible musical talent and didn't know any Cuban son bands didn't put him off. I think that's what I admire about the guy. So, not put off by these mere details, he headed for Cuba. So this is a story of a year spent on that unique island when the country was still dominated by the figure of Castro, and the place where our hero cast aside his English inhibitions and his own musical inadequacy in search of La Bomba, or his rhythm. I think it's a charming tale that will appeal to anyone who's ever tried to learn a musical instrument or has been to Cuba. So if you're from both camps, you're onto a winner. Anyway, that's my recommended reading for this week. Bye for now.